This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
A Tennessee inmate has chosen the electric chair over lethal injection. David O. Miller spent 36 years in death row. He's among an increasing number of inmates attempting to avoid lethal injection following several botched executions. So he's chosen the electric chair. My question is, what would you choose if you were sentenced to death? What would be your method? What would you go with? Would you go chair or lethal injection or old-fashioned firing squad? What would you go with?
Firing squad.
Firing squad. Greg, you?
I would definitely, because I want to go out in a blaze of glory, so I would definitely do the electric chair.
You do electric chair. Yeah. Interesting. Dan, yeah. You?
No, wait.
What would you do?
I would go with lethal injection.
Lethal injection. Why? Yeah. Now, why is that?
Just quick and easy, painless, what I would assume.
Quick and easy. I'd go beheading. Can they still do that? Old-fashioned guillotine? That's what I would do. Like in Braveheart.
Yep.
That's what I would want. Yeah.
That's what I... When you said that, I envisioned Braveheart.
Yeah, and I would actually... As I'm up there, I'd go, freedom!
What if the blade was, like, dull?
Oh, that would be the fear.
That would hurt.
I'm not going to say what blade company they use because then I'll lose them as a sponsor. Yeah. But it should be a very good blade. Yeah, imagine that it's dull, like hits the neck and like bounces off. Come on!
Yeah, we need to do it again.
Come on! What is this, a butter knife you're using?
It's like a Monty Python skit.
Now, as we all know what method we would use. I know somebody's right now sending an email to Evil Jared about. They shouldn't
Eagle
be
Scout.
Joking about
no.
this.
No. This is total. This is newsroom humor. I will tell you. This is morbid.
Gallows humor. Is
yes,
what it is.
Gallows humor.
I think it's most interesting that Dawn said that she would take a firing squad.
Yeah, to, yeah. Why is that, Dawn? You got to explain that.
I don't know. I just think it's. I mean, you would hope. Here's the thing. You would hope the person had good aim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing. I thought, well, they'd have a good shot. It would be quick. But then you think, what if they're like an idiot?
They shoot you in the hamstring? Right. Yeah. Son of a...
You know, but I just think if they're an expert, mark, they're going to, boom, that's the, you know...
Yeah, you're out. You're done.
Out.
Yeah, it's not dramatic enough for me. I would do Viking
dramatic.
Funeral kind of a thing. I'm on a raft and they, you know, shoot fire arrows at me.
But they'll never take me. Oh, freedom!
And then it's over.
Fade to black.
Now, what it would be your last meal on death row?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What'll be your last meal?
Probably, it'd probably be like a chocolate triple meltdown something.
All right, thank God you didn't say organic something or other. Because like at that point, it doesn't really matter.
It'd be like something chocolate.
Something chocolate, yeah.
I haven't eaten meat in over 3 years, and my last meal on earth would 100% be some sort of beef meat thing.
Like a big cheeseburger thing?
No, like a beef taco or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then you would like vomit and have diarrhea.
See, that would be my gift to the world.
Well, that could get you off death row, because they would have to still take care of you. Yeah, they'd have to get you, bring you to the hospital and get you healed up.
Spicy beef taco.
That's how our justice system works. They're like, oh, he's got a stomach ache. Call it off. First, we got to get him better. Then we got to kill him. Dan, like what would you choose?
Probably wonton soup.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wonton soup.
That's
God. Wow.
Wonton soup.
I love wonton soup.
You do,
you do.
Huh?
Oh,
all right.
That's
it's so good.
All right, call the House of Fu and get this guy his wonton soup before we execute him. Man.
So the vegan said a big beef, like beef thing, and the 6'5", like big Dan said wonton soup.
Wonton soup.
Wow.
Just wonton soup? You don't want the combo with the egg roll, the fried rice,
the General Tso's? You don't take a whole Chinese buffet and just make it last as long as possible.
That's good. I don't think they send you to a buffet for your last meal. I don't think that's how that works.
Bring it to me.
Salad bar.
Yeah, salad bar. I got... A couple more trips. Delay this. Tell the governor I'm not done yet.
I'm not full yet.
Now, what would yours be?
Well, mine would absolutely be pizza, 100%.
Like fire roasted in brick oven.
I mean, I would want to cook it in my own house, but they probably wouldn't let me since I'm on death row. But,
let me go home.
Can I go do this? Now, here's what I would say I would definitely not pick as my last meal. By the way, this is a true story about this Tennessee inmate, this guy who they're going to kill. This is a true story. This guy has now chosen he would like to be electrocuted. So he's guilty, by the way, of killing a 23-year-old mentally ill woman in 1981. I don't really feel that bad for him.
No.
You know what I mean? So, the question, though, becomes what is cruel and unusual punishment? And in the U.S. Constitution, they say you can't be, they can kill you, but it can't be cruel. So that's the argument, is that the lethal injection now is cruel because it may not work all the way. And it doesn't prevent him from feeling the effects of the other two drugs injected. And so they say that it's not painless. And that's why he would also like to have a firing squad like you would do, Dawn.
Yeah, you would want to observe people in target practice.
You pick your own marksman.
And you pick your yeah. Go, not that. See that idiot? Yeah, not that one.
Not that guy. I think what they do with a firing squad is that nobody knows who has the actual bullet.
Oh, right.
Because you don't, they're always worried that somebody's going to have that on their conscience. Yep. So I think they get like 23 marksmen or something, or maybe not that many, but and one of them has the lethal round. They're all experts, and they all, you know, and then the other of them are shooting blanks. So
that's a good question, though. What if the other people are like, what if that guy is not as good a shot as the other guy, and that guy misses, and they're like, nobody killed this guy.
The lesser marksman,
the lesser,
just flying right by the head. Like, come on, man.
You can come in third place, like Cuomo.
Here's what I would definitely not want as my last meal. So, Little Caesars.
Oh.
You know that pizza company, Little Caesars?
Pizza.
They are now introducing a lasagna pizza.
That's just...
So I would just pass on my last meal. I'd go, you know what? I'm good. I'm actually... I don't need to eat. I'm fighting something. I'm really good. This is disgusting to me. Yeah, Little Caesars is a lasagna pizza that they're selling right now.
Like meat and stuff? Oof.
According to the food blog Brand Eating, Little Caesars is offering its select locations in three states only, Ohio, Georgia, and West Virginia. Now, in fairness, this is better than any pizza you can get right now in Ohio, Georgia, or West Virginia. So there's that. The pizza was spotted in Savannah, Georgia, and the greater Huntington, West Virginia area. People in participating regions can get their paws on this crazy pie for $9.
Wow.
Yeah. Lasagna pizza. So here's the question, Dawn. Would you rather eat lasagna pizza from Little Caesars as your last meal or Hawaiian pizza as your last meal? The correct answer is...
I don't really like...
Protein shake.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
I'd probably go with the Little Caesars because, like, ham, I'm not a ham fan anyway.
Yeah.
And, well, like, the Hawaiian pizza does not appeal to me.
Pineapple pizza is bad. I mean, it's really bad, I think. I think it's worse than bad. So it's my opinion.
25th Amendment bad.
25th Amendment bad.
I would probably go with the lasagna pizza.
Go lasagna pizza. Greg, what would you go with?
I would definitely go for the lasagna pizza because the Hawaiian pizza is just a sin against nature.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Pineapples make the pizza like wet, you know, because they're like, you need to put something on there that doesn't make it wet, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a good point. Dan, what would you go with? Lasagna pizza or pineapple pizza?
It's not even a choice. I think it sounds pretty good, the lasagna pizza.
You go with that.
Yeah, I'd get it for dinner.
Would you do that before or after your wonton soup? Would that be the appetizer or the wonton soup would it be? Which one?
Wonton soup appetizer, lasagna pizza entree.
Great tweets, by the way. Formerly known as Road Warrior, he's in law enforcement. He says he knew you were evil all along. You know who else chose a firing squad? Gary Gilmore.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
See that?
See?
Gary Gilmore. And now Dan says, if I was getting the electric chair, my final meal would be a large container of unpopped popcorn kernels. That's actually pretty funny. Because you have spectators there. I was listening at 4:27 p.m. and I was very offended by the conversation.
That's evil. He said
that's evil.jared at entercom.com.
evil.jared.net.
Well, there you go. That's a very interesting story there about the death penalty and this guy choosing that. It just made me think. I saw that and I just went, what would you choose? And I don't know. That to me, that just became a much more relevant question to ask. I can't, by the way, recommend an attorney to get you off death row. I can recommend one if you have an accident, which I will do in a moment. But I don't know if Tom Skopinich handles criminal law. Certainly, if you're being tried for capital murder, I don't know if he's the guy. But again... Absolutely, for if you're hurt in an accident. For my last meal, I want a steak dinner from the Library 2 in Voorhees. That's what Sue says. Oh, that sounds really good, actually.
Sounds
really, really good.
Yeah, maybe I'll do. Yeah, steak dinner does sound good.
Steak dinner sounds nice, right? Joe, what was that movie with Clive Owen? And his last meal, he wants a porterhouse, and he takes the bone and stabs the prison guard and escapes. using the bone from a T-bone steak, a porterhouse.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's really true or not. Probably.
It's a great.
I'm sure they probably would debone it. I mean, I think that they're the old porterhouse in the throat bit. I think they would probably debone it. But again, you know, it's kind of cool to try. Start picking up this piece of meat and it just flops in your hand. Damn it. They took my bone out. Speaking of food, by the way, Ohio Steak, it's a bacon vending machine, Dawn.
What?
The Ohio Pork Council has added a bacon vending machine at Ohio State.
Bacon?
The machine is located in the Animal Science Building at the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences.
I mean, it makes sense.
We'll supply students with ready-to-eat bacon for $1 until December 13th. Bacon vending machine. Ooh. I would definitely use this. No doubt in my mind.
It's like fresh bacon, though.
Yeah, fresh bacon.
It's not like processed. They do it right there.
No, they literally, like, you're chasing the pig down the hall. They grab him. You're going right in the machine. Sparky, yeah.
Cook it up.
Come on.
Is it like smoked bacon?
You know what happens too is sometimes it gets caught. You got to shake the machine. Yeah. You hear the pig squealing.
Oh, that's
it's so sad. It's just wrong. It's just terrible. All right, we definitely won't podcast this bit. We're almost at 1 million podcast downloads, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. So what you should do is subscribe to our podcast.
Please,
subscribe.
Please.
Subscribe to it.
Yes.
Like Dawn's going to any day now. And then you'll get the podcast delivered automatically.
The evidence. I did do it. I even...
RCOE 306. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.